Thanks for contacting Crafty. My name is Tier, so can you please provide me with your email address that's associated with your account?
I'm sorry, dear. I don't have an account. I was looking to find out. I have an unusual question. I noticed a stitch on one of your ads on my iPad, and I'm actually trying to find out what the name of it is so I can learn how to do the stitch.
You don't have the name in front of you. I'm not sure what stitch are you talking about.
Yeah, that's the problem, ma'am. This phone call is kind of a long shot. It was just a stitch I happened to notice on one of your ads. I was using Duolingo. I'm taking the time to learn another language, and it's one of the ads that comes up. It was an ad for Craftsy in general. And there was a stitch, I believe it was a crochet stitch that I would like to learn how to make, but I do not know the name.
So, honestly, I will not be able to help you with that.
That's okay, ma'am. Like I said, it was a long shot. So
yes,
I
ma'am.
I figured the worst you can say is I
can't
help.
Because it's over, I would say, 200-some stitch classes. So I'm not sure exactly which one you would be talking about. Do you remember how the picture of the video looked? Like when you first seen it, do you know how the picture looked?
I know that the color of the wool looked like it was gray, like a gray. It's the Spanish, the Duolingo Spanish, that I'm taking, the freebie one. I'm sorry, I'm having trouble with being more specific because I got to be honest. This is a good thing, mind you. I've been seeing Craftsy advertising, quite a bit recently. So that's kind of why I'm having a little bit of difficulty here narrowing it down.
Yes, ma'am. It would have been better if you would have called it and kind of screenshotted it, and then you could have emailed it to us, but I'm not sure.
You know what? If that's a possibility, you know what? If I ever do see it again, and I'm hoping I will, that's exactly what I'll do.
The only thing I could say is to go on Craftsy and kind of scroll through the stitching library and see if you can locate what you've seen, and those are a lot of classes.
I'm sorry, I was going to say, that's why I'm sorry, I apologize if I'm laughing, because that's exactly what I'm doing, but, you know, and it's telling me there's over, is it 30,000 pages? I thought, you know, I was going to save myself a little bit of time. That's kind of why I figured, well, you know what, if I call them, maybe I just might get lucky.
Yes, ma'am, so I can't assist you with that one.
Yeah. No,
yes,
that's
ma'am.
Okay. That's totally okay. So are you in Minnesota or where are you located?
I'm in Alabama.
Oh, what's the weather like today?
Kind of warm, kind of like springy right now.
Oh, okay. No, I'm calling from Toronto, Canada, and we're a little chilly up here today. So.
Yeah, it is here too. I actually have on a sweater.
Really? Well, I'd rather have your chili rather than mine.
Yes, this weather changing every day. It'll rain today and be freezing cold, and then tomorrow it'll be super hot.
You know, how do you get used to that?
I mean, you just have to go with the flow. Most of the time when I need to dress, I would just go outside, stand on my porch, and be like, okay, babe, this the weather for today.
You know what? Sounds like something I would do. And I have done it, actually.
I just have to go with the flow. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for contacting Crafty.
I'm just keeping you from your job. So enjoy your day. Have a good day.
Okay, you do the same.